My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 2nd of August 2009 and it is 4:25 a.m. Could you please tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My name is Kate Pugh. I was born on the 18th of the 8th, 88. I'm from Skelmersdale.
How are you feeling about going up on the fourth plinth?
Well, as you can tell by my voice, I'm very nervous. I'm excited as well, but I think once that I get up there, I'll be fine. But it's just getting up there, it's just the waiting and stuff, so I'm quite nervous. But there's not too much of a crowd, but hopefully people will react to what I'm doing. So.
How did you hear about the project?
Well, my sister heard about it. She heard it on the radio and she put my name forward and did it all. And then she told me about it, and then it was like a big shock because she'd done it all behind my back. But I obviously agreed to it, and I was like excited, I think, because it's a brilliant opportunity for me. And we went on from there. We was like waiting for a call, and we didn't hear nothing from. So we just kind of thought, oh, I just haven't got it. Do you know what I mean? But then got a call, and they said that I've got a slot for me at 5 a.m. and I was like, I'll take it, and I was dead excited then we were planning everything, preparing, and so now we're here, so just dead excited.
How did you first react when your sister told you she'd put your name forward?
I was like, what is it? She was just telling me, and then I was like, oh gosh, you know what I mean? So, but I was thinking about it, and I was like, this is really good, it's like be a part of history, and you know, it would be a really good opportunity for my arts career as well. So I jumped at the chance, really. I was like, I could have killed her or a bank death instead, because I just thought it's a brilliant opportunity. But she'd never do it, ever, in her lifetime.
So are you an artist?
Yeah, I class myself as an artist, but like, I do commissions, you know, for people. But only local people, so I'm just like a local artist in my area. I go to John Moores University. I've been studying there for 2 years. I'm in my last year when I go back. Got my dissertation and everything, so looking forward to that. I've just been involved in quite a few things, like we've set up our own exhibitions and stuff, and life drawing in the Tate Modern, you know, in Liverpool, and all sorts of stuff like that. So. I really like getting involved in art. I love going to galleries and stuff. So.
And where did your interest in art begin? Do you remember?
Oh yeah. I was a very young age. I've always loved art. I've always loved drawing and painting. It's like a real passion to me. And I don't know, ever since I was a young age, I just always engaged in art. My mum and dad noticed it, and it stuck with me ever since. But I always used to say to myself in high school, I don't know if I'm good enough to do it, but my mum and dad said that I just need to be more confident about myself, and I got stuck in, and now I'm obviously in university, and I'd like to teach art one day. I'd like to become an art teacher. So.
And do you think you'd like to continue making your own art as well as teaching?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. It's just breaking your way into the art world, isn't it? So. I'd really love to become a full-time artist, but I've got to be realistic, haven't I? So, but yeah, I'd love to like get my art up and going. I think that doing stuff like this broaden my opportunities in certain aspects. So, you know, hopefully I'll continue doing my art till I'm old age.
So what's the degree that you're doing?
It's an art degree, so it's sort of like whatever you're interested in, whatever your thoughts, feelings, your beliefs, you just put it onto paper or in sculpture, performance, whatever you want. So I'm more painter and drawer, although I'm going on the plinth. So I don't rule out the other opportunities. So
so what is it that you're doing on the plinth?
I'm doing the 10 alternate commandments of today. It's just basically the same sort of structure as the 10 commandments, but I've put my own words and twist into them. They're quite controversial, some of them. Like, for example, I've put "thou shalt steal" ... in the Houses of Parliament. I know that's quite a big one because of all the tax they were stealing off people. I just thought, like, you know, it's something I'm passionate about. They shouldn't be doing it. And it's, there's like a load of other ones as well, obviously the other nine that I've done, all similar to that. What today, and then people just turn a blind eye to and stuff. And I just want it to be out there, and then people will realise what they're doing. So it's not that I don't agree with them, but I'm just putting out there what is going on. So
could you give us an idea of some of the other things you're saying?
Yeah, one of them's "thou shalt be killed in Iraq," because our soldiers are getting killed, and then the Ten Commandments obviously say "thou shalt not kill." There's one that says "thou shalt not worship false gods," and I've put ... Cristiano Ronaldo, because people worship footballers these days. One's "thou shalt worship idols," and I've put ... money, because people are so associated with money these days. So there's just a couple of them. I don't know all of them off the top of my head, but I've got them all wrote down because they're too long and hard to think about them.
And where did the idea come from?
Well, originally I was just going to take blank canvases and write statements that I believe in. And then me and my dad was just thinking, he said, what about like a twist on the Ten Commandments? And I was like, oh, that's a really good idea. And then we was thinking about them all, and I was like going on the internet, like looking at them all, thinking, what can I put with this one? And so I thought of them all, and I thought they're really good ones, especially being in London, some of them are really political. So thought, best get them out there. So yeah, that's how it came about.
So will you be writing them up as you're up there, or have you already written them?
I've got the papers, and I've written them out lightly in pencil, so I'm just going to be writing them out in thick black marker and then hold them up one by one, and have a sign up saying the 10 alternate commandments by today's standards, so people know what I'm going on about, so they don't think I'm agreeing, because it says "thou shalt," and because that's what people are doing. So I just don't want them to think that I'm agreeing. That's why I've got the big poster behind me saying the title of what I'm doing.
So have you got any expectations about what it will be like up on the plinth?
I think it'll be nerve-wracking, obviously, but I'm not too sure. I was thinking there'd be crowds and crowds of people. Obviously 5 a.m. in the morning is not going to be, but it's London, so that's why I was just like, it's going to be crowds of people. But no, and it seems quite peaceful actually tonight. I didn't want it to rain, that was my main thing, because I'm writing stuff out. And it hasn't. The rain has stayed off for me, thankfully. So.
And what do you hope happens when you're up there?
I just hope that people will engage and watch me, and hopefully get onto what I'm doing. Obviously, because I don't want it to. I want it to come across clearly, and hopefully get the message across to people around the world as well. Because there's people from. It will obviously live web feed will be looking at it and things, so I just hopefully it'll come across really strong, because I've got them up on big placards and big thick black writing. It'll come across quite strong imagery. So
have you got any fears about going up?
Yeah, I'm not afraid of heights or anything. I'm just nervous about if people shout at me and stuff. I suppose I should just turn a blind eye to it, because I just hope it just goes well, that's all. Just nothing blows over, or I don't get fall off or anything. So yeah, hope it goes well.
Would you like people to interact with you from the ground?
I don't know, depends. If there was, my initial idea was to go up there and just be silent and have the hold up the signs, what I've already, like what I'm going to be making up there, because I think actions speak louder than words myself. But then if someone starts shouting something, I don't know how I'm going to react, you know. It'll just have to see when I'm up there. I think I'll probably just I think I'll leave it. I think I'll just be quiet because I think it's more peaceful that way.
What impact do you hope to have by doing what you're doing?
Probably a strong impact of coming across to the public, because you know it's issues what people agree with today. The Iraq war and stuff, people wish that was never even started. There's lots of things, like I originally was going to bring back our soldiers and stuff, but I thought these 10 commandments cover a wide range of my thoughts and feelings and beliefs, so hopefully the message will come across clearly, that the strong feelings that how I feel and stuff. And
who would you say that you're doing it for?
I say I was doing it for myself, really. There's nothing I've got to prove to other people. I'm just going up there. It was an idea that I had, and I thought to myself, I'll just go ahead with it, pursue it, and then whatever happens, really, and what may be. So,
will you do anything with the placards afterwards?
I was going to keep them. I don't know if I use them in my university work further. I've been doing work with signs and stuff in Liverpool on billboards and stuff, so sort of links in with what I'm doing. But I was doing it about love. This is sort of like the Ten Commandments, it's to like a different sort of, well, love and Ten Commandments similar, but the other one was like romantic love. But yeah, I think I probably use them. If not, even if I don't use them in my work, I use the canvases again, certainly.
Have you taken part in many arts projects before?
Basically just our exhibitions that we've set up in the university. Going, doing life drawing in the Tate, and participating in that for a period of time. And then that's it, really. We're just in the university doing exhibitions and stuff. And then we're setting up our end of year exhibition, which is going to be really huge because we've got to hire out place, raise the money, everything like that. So this is my first like proper, with a proper artist, like a well-known artist, so hopefully it won't be my last.
And do you like Anthony Gormley's work?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's really good. The statues on Crosby Beach, I always go and see them because they're really close. So I went to Newcastle not that long ago and got the chance to go past the Angel of the North as well. It's massive, absolutely huge. But yeah, they're really good. This is quite different, really, to his like early works, really. But it's really good.
Do you see it as art?
Yeah, because I've got a broad mind about what art is now. Never used to. Used to just think it was painting. But, you know, going to university, exploring artists, and going to mounds of galleries, and, you know, been to New York and everywhere. So, you know, art's not just like, art can be anything, really, just as long as you've got your beliefs with it, that's what it is, art.
Do you think you'd use your hour on the plinth to promote yourself as an artist?
Well, yeah, because even though it's sort of like political and it's a powerful, it's what I want people to know me for. And like, I've been working with billboards and stuff before, and like, you know, posters and stuff, so it's like nothing really different to me usual work. It's just a different style. It's a performance, so it's going to be like a performance art, really. And I've, you know, looked into that before, and you know, just hopefully it'll go good. So,
and do you feel like there is a pressure to perform to people watching?
Well, I have my own idea in my mind what I want it to go like, so if it's how I want it to go, then I don't mind. But I think there is all a pressure, because I think you want it to be right. Every artist wants their work to be right, you know. You can't say it'll just be what it is, you know what I mean? So you've got to, like, you have a image in your head, but hopefully it'll stay like that, be like that. So,
what are some of the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Obviously, me university, passing university and getting there. I want to get a career in art as well. My family and my friends, they're all supportive of me. They've always been there. My boyfriend as well is really supportive of me as well. He's here today. So yeah, just like my family, my career, my art, and you know, all the most important stuff to me. So.
And who's here with you tonight?
Two sisters, my sister's boyfriend, one of them, and my boyfriend.
And is anyone watching online?
Yeah, I've got my boyfriend's family from Australia that are watching, because I told them that I'd be on about 5 o'clock in the afternoon over there, so she's looking at that. And then I've got my mum and dad at home, and you know, people in Liverpool, they're actually having a barbecue tonight, so I don't know how long they're going to stay up for, but I've got loads of people in Liverpool and then loads of people at home, so it should be good.
And do you think you'll go back and watch the hour afterwards?
Oh yeah, definitely. We've got it on record on Sky Arts in my sister's house, so hopefully I don't know. It's going to be weird watching myself back. I don't look silly or anything. I hope it comes across like the strong image that I want it to be. So,
have you been watching some of the other people?
Yeah, I've been watching them online. I like the Godzilla one, do you know, where he stamped out the little city. I thought that was really funny. There's ones like the marriage proposal, that was quite sweet as well. They're really interesting. Everyone's a different, and you'd think that people would be similar, but they're all totally different, aren't they? So. God.
Do you think it's a good portrayal of the UK today?
Yeah, I do, because it's got all different ethnic backgrounds, all different people, you know, there's not, everyone's got their own ideas and they're coming across really strong. There's been funny, like humorous ones, there's been really like quite moving ones as well, and you know, they really are, some of them are really nice and some of them are really funny, and it's just they're really good. So,
and how would you summarise your experience of the project since your name got put forward into this moment now?
It's been nerve wracking waiting to see if I'd be on the project, because I really was anticipating that I really wanted to be on. Then when I got it, I was like all really wanted to like plan out everything, and I didn't know what I was going to be doing. It was really good, really. But like the new local newspaper came round as well and did an interview with me and put me in the newspaper and stuff. So it's been really hectic these last couple of weeks leading up to it, but it's all gone really fast as well. So that's it, really.
And has it been okay having that media attention?
Yeah, well, I'm not really the type of person, like, I'm not shy, I'm more embarrassed, I guess, to what people would be like, you know, say about me, but I just think to myself, do you know what, just do it, because at the end of the day, you know, get nowhere if you don't do what you want to do in life, so, just do it.
Brilliant, we'll have a good hour.
Oh, thank you very much.